Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231, thepacket8.net, toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
Let's get that number, 800-259-9231. You bring up anything, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. That's freetalklive.com. We start things out by going to the phones. It's Rob in Georgia. Whoa, Rob in Georgia. You're on the amplifier line. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, going great. What's up?
Well, I wanted to call in about a bit of controversy which has cropped up on the BBS regarding whether or not Ron Paul is a racist.
You know what? I hadn't seen the BBS post, but Mark had read something to me recently, some pretty inflammatory-sounding quotes that were allegedly from Ron Paul. I don't think the sources were cited, so I sort of thought, well, you know, anybody can make anything they want up, and it is politics, so it wouldn't surprise me if these were made up. But nonetheless, they were pretty disturbing, and they definitely had a heavy racist overtone to them. And so
not one of the quotes was overtly racist, like black people are lazy, stupid, or whatever. He didn't say that, but there was definitely the tinge and sound of racism to the quotes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at them now.
Can we read one of the quotes so people have some idea what we're talking about?
Sure. If you have ever been robbed by a black teenaged male, you know how unbelievably fleet-footed they can be.
And, you know, and it's just true. No, but the fact is, it seems like the fastest people in pro football and the fastest people in track and field, black.
But he threw the thing about robbery in there.
Yeah, the robbery,
yeah.
You know, like...
And then, let's see, opinion polls consistently show that only about 5% of blacks have sensible political opinions, i.e. support the free market, individual liberty, and the end of welfare and affirmative action. I'd say that's probably 5% of all people, honestly.
Right, I would say that's 5% of all people. I don't know any reason why we would have to single out blacks.
Why
on
is
that
he singling
one?
Out blacks, then?
Yeah, and then I think some of the more really inflammatory things you got to say, politically sensible blacks are outnumbered as decent people. I think we can safely assume that 95% of the black males in that city, which he's talking about, Washington, are semi-criminal or entirely criminal.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Now, that is quite racist.
I just find that so hard to believe.
And I know for a fact that's not true.
And you know, another one is criminals who terrorize our cities in riots and every non-riot day are not exclusively young black males, but largely they are. As children, they are trained to hate whites, to believe that white oppression is responsible for all black ills, to fight the power, to steal, to loot as much money from the white enemy as possible. Anything is justified against the man.
He sounds like a total racist there, if that's really him. And the question is that really a Ron Paul quote?
Yes, sort of.
Oh, boy.
In the
yes,
sense
sort of.
That it is a quote which was in his newsletter. These are things which are in his newsletter. And he did not, by the way, deny them or denounce them. Now, I actually looked into this about 4 years ago.
Mm.
And he actually had a somewhat less known article in a paper called Texas Monthly.
Okay.
Where essentially what it looks like happened is that one of his aides, who was actually writing his newsletter for him, wrote the offending quotes,
right.
And his explanation on this was that he said they were never his words, but he had some moral responsibility for them.
He does.
That I actually really wanted to try to explain that it doesn't come from me directly, but the campaign aide said that's too confusing. It appeared in your letter, and your name was on that letter, and therefore you have to live with it. So that is the reason why, essentially, he sat on it. I don't know who he would have had to, I mean, I guess some people might say it'd be throwing them under the bus, but or out, however you want to call it. But that's his explanation for never, I guess you could say, formally denouncing these quotes and saying exactly who was responsible for it.
Well, I don't see why he couldn't formally denounce the quotes if he disagreed with them. Maybe the quotes were attributed to him in the newsletter. I didn't want to make it look like that he had writers. But I think everybody understands and believes that politicians just don't have the time to do everything, so they do have writers. Do the American people think that George Bush writes his own speeches?
I don't know.
They're far too coherent.
So let me see if I've got this straight. You're saying that these quotes of a fairly racist nature appeared in Ron Paul's newsletter?
Yeah, this is a number of years ago. From and I can't remember how many years ago the actual quote appeared. I actually wrote about this 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was 1996.
Okay, so yeah, so this would have been his first time around in Congress, or right after he got reelected.
So essentially, he's come out and said that wasn't me. I didn't say those things. Someone who wrote my campaign literature or my newsletter or whatever was the one that said that.
Yeah, and he said this years ago. Now this has not been brought up in very recent times.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that this
detractors
is
are out
have
there.
Well, yeah, it's going
to
come back to bite him for sure. I mean,
he's absolutely going to have to address this. I have no doubt about it. Now, one of the reasons why, when this was originally brought up on a website that I frequent, why I originally responded to it was that I had read and heard enough Ron Paul to at least understand that the quotes that I was hearing and the things, not only the things which he said, but the things he actually did, just didn't go together.
Hmm. Yeah, at the very least, even if he, at the very least, let's say he's a terrible, bigoted racist, he doesn't vote in the direction of terrible, bigoted, racist legislation.
No, and that's true. And there's no doubting that.
Well, I got to say that if it turns out that if he is a racist, I couldn't possibly get behind him. I couldn't possibly support him.
Yeah, well, how about this? Robert, if Ron Paul, if you have the opportunity to vote for or against Ron Paul, will you?
Yes.
Oh, so Robert will, you
I mean,
won't.
I honestly, I don't believe that he is a racist.
I don't think he is either.
No. So that's why I have made that sort of decision. Now, if something comes out which makes me change my mind, I'm not changing my mind. I mean,
but you'd still vote for him? I mean, if you knew that the man hated people based on the color of their skin, you'd vote for him?
No, I'm saying if I find out that he does, I don't believe that he does.
So Robert's with me. If it turns out Ron Paul is a racist, he won't vote for him, and neither will I, because that's despicable. It's the lowest of the lows.
Now, I do agree that racism is low, but he hasn't shown the traits of a real racist. He may believe the stuff, but he hasn't voted in that direction.
Yeah, well, he's not a president.
That's one of the reasons why, like I say, I do not believe that he is. I mean, you know, it's like The Manchurian Candidate was a fine movie, but I don't think that people really like that. I mean, you know, it's like I don't think that there's some sort of logic bomb lodged in his brain, which is just waiting for him to attain power, and then all of a sudden he becomes this completely different sort of human being. I mean,
if he wanted to do that, libertarianism isn't the way to go to achieve power. You know, I mean, it's just it's not popular enough.
Very true.
Very good, Rob.
Now, hold on. Before you go, Robert, what do you say and think about, you know, statistics like 25% of black males in, you know, the age brackets of 15 to 25 are either in jail, in prison, or on probation? You know, things, you've heard statistics
you see a lot of black males who are in trouble with the legal system, who are in prison. Now, most of that is the war on drugs. You know, and I've said many a time to any number of people, my friends all know that I'm not afraid to share my opinion. One of the reasons I get invited to all the parties so I can break them up and bickering. But you know, I told plenty of people, and I'll be in a crowd full of leftists, which since the vast majority of my friends are black, so pretty much any gathering I go to, you can pretty much assume that everybody in the room is to the left of me, or at least is less freedom loving than I am.
Right.
So, you know, and I've had plenty of times where I've said that the vast majority of things which people identify as problems in the black community among black Americans could really be eliminated with two things, and that would be the end to the war on drugs and the end to welfare.
I totally agree. In fact, and of course, ending the war on drugs would eliminate the opportunity for all of the racist white cops out there to target blacks and Hispanics like they currently do. That's one of the reasons why. I mean, there's plenty of white drug dealers.
I don't know what people think these sort of people have. You know, there have always been the personality types which made a good slave overseer. That personality type has not died out with slavery.
And there's plenty of white drug dealers out there. It's just that the racist cops spend all their time in black neighborhoods. They're not staking out, you know, the upscale or middle-class white neighborhoods. They just aren't doing it. So that's one of the reasons why the statistics are skewed. Thanks for the call, Rob. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. March 6, 2007, gold is at $6.42, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $6.6045, $3.2976 for half ounce, and $1.6626 for quarter ounce coins. That's $6.6045, $3.2976, and $1.6626. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, toll-free 800-259-9231. Is the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and they're all totally free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. over 1,000 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, or more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Is Jesus back? One man claims he is Jesus.
Now, I thought there were supposed to be trumpets and he was coming out of the clouds.
Well, maybe that happened and everyone missed it.
No. That's not my understanding of how it's going to work.
Well, maybe he's got an explanation here for you.
He's going
to
need it.
He's certainly not the first man to claim that he is Jesus.
There have been many, many throughout the ages.
There have. But this guy, according to ABC News, a few weeks ago in a tattoo parlor, and this is just a bizarre, bizarre story. A few weeks ago in a tattoo parlor in the hip Art Deco district of Miami Beach, people were lining up to get 666 tattooed on their bodies and then smiling through the pain. But these are not devil worshippers. They see themselves as devout followers of Jesus Christ. But the major difference that separates them from other Christians around the world is that the Jesus Christ they worship is alive and well and living in the suburbs of Houston.
They were in Miami?
They were.
Okay.
He's got a lot of followers, apparently. These people belong to a new movement devoted to a man who calls himself the Second Coming of Jesus, and who also claims the title of Antichrist, which to him is the next incarnation of Jesus on earth, not an evil being.
Yeah, this movement isn't going to get big.
To show their devotion, some followers ink themselves with 666. One follower said, "I just want to make sure it's visible that everyone knows my life belongs to the man. I want everyone to know I'm one of the Antichrists." Now, before we go on, Mark, you as the man who had a religious education growing up, what's the Antichrist thing all about? Isn't that supposed to be the son of Satan or something? What is the Antichrist? I don't really know.
I've pretty much sworn off Revelations in general just because it's so strange. But he's one of the he either comes before or after, depending on how you believe the rapture occurs, the second coming. He comes during the tribulation period where people suffer. Some people believe the Christians will have to suffer through that period. Some people don't. Some people believe that you can still be saved during the tribulation period.
There's all kinds of different
theories. But he's just an indication that I think it's 1,000 years of tribulation is upon us.
Is the Antichrist supposed to recruit people to his little side, or what's the purpose of the Antichrist?
I don't know. He's supposed to sell us all out, is my understanding.
Well, they and others like them are fervently devoted, some say fanatically, to a 60-year-old Puerto Rican whose legal name, to his pleasure, is Jose de Jesus, or Jose of Jesus. He counts followers in more than 30 countries. Some say they total more than a million. But where does this man who claims to be God live? Not where you might expect. He resides with his wife in a suburban community just outside of Houston. When asked to explain who he is, De Jesus responds, "Jesus Christ, man, the second manifestation, the second coming of Christ." He acknowledges that it bothers a lot of people that he calls himself Jesus. De Jesus' beginning was anything but grand. Born in Puerto Rico, he grew up poor, living in government housing. He stole for a living to pay for his teenage heroin addiction and admits to 8 felony charges that put him behind bars for 9 months. Like many, De Jesus...
People are following an ex-convict who claims to be Jesus?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Like many, De Jesus says he was born again in prison. From there, he moved to the United States.
How can you get born again if you're Jesus?
I thought that Jesus, the second coming, was the clouds were going to open up and Jesus was going to descend. I thought he was already born.
Well, that's just your interpretation.
All right.
Where he became involved in church youth groups in the United States, eventually became a minister in Boston. But it was a vision, De Jesus says, that turned him from a man of God to actually being God. Quote, "The same spirit that was in Jesus of Nazareth and the same spirit is in me. He came to me. He integrated with my person in 1973.
Oh, he integrated in his person. But hold on.
Wasn't always Jesus.
This guy was in prison before 73 or after?
I believe before. He's 60 years old now.
Okay. I was very confused there for a second because it didn't seem like Jesus would integrate with a heroin addict.
De Jesus says this happened when two angels came to him in a vision. And while he admits there's no real way for him to prove that he's Christ, He says his followers aren't asking for proof. Quote, "So you tell the millions of followers I have that this guy is a liar. You know what they're going to say? Is that I prefer his lies than what religion gave me. I prefer because when they believe in what I teach, they activate angels in their life." What a bunch of gobbledygook. His followers do seem happy. They greet him with mariachi bands at airports and often collapse in tears when they see him preach. When he speaks to them, it's without theatrics. No holy rolling, no healing is a pretty straightforward lesson in the fundamentals of what he believes. And it's an upbeat, no-fault, sin-free message. This self-proclaimed Jesus does not believe in sin, hell, the devil, or damnation of any kind. He says, quote, "Before the presence of God, there's no more sin." He says, "And with no sin, De Jesus teaches his followers, there's no devil and no need for prayer, because after Jesus of Nazareth died and was resurrected, one can literally do no wrong in God's eyes." De Jesus says things like murder and theft are crimes, but not sins, and that people are punished for these crimes on earth. He says, "Heaven doesn't have anything to do with your behavior," he says. And De Jesus practices what he preaches. He loves women and has been married twice. Mm-hmm. He smokes cigarettes, and while enjoying a glass of scotch, he says, "Jesus drank wine because he didn't have douars." Jesus doesn't, De Jesus doesn't mind that his ministry
By the way, it's doers. But oh. It doesn't, some people say doers.
I'm not a drinker, so no, what do I know?
I know you don't.
Doers. De Jesus doesn't mind that his ministry often gathers in the corner tavern, quote, "Like my former Jesus of Nazareth, he used to go to places like this, and the religious people, they used to criticize him. I'm just doing the same kind of thing." But he does draw the line. No drugs. Well, wait a minute. Alcohol is a drug.
Yes, well, there's a line.
He means no illegal drugs.
It's a crime, after all.
And he says no getting drunk. So you can have that doers, but you just can't get drunk on it, apparently.
He says, better not be a lightweight.
He says Jesus never got drunk, and I never get drunk. I enjoy life. I enjoy everything that I do. De Jesus has come a long way from Puerto Rico and through those rough times. Today his believers give money freely. And where does all the money go? Joan De Jesus, the daughter of the man called Jesus, is the official accountant for the ministry. She says, "What you see as luxuries are gifts that members have given him. They're just very grateful, and they want to give him gifts." There are no rules in his church. Anything goes when you follow Jesus of suburbia. But he's serious about being the second coming of Christ. And along with his followers, he also has many detractors. Some who think he's the devil incarnate, and others who think he's just a charlatan and a con man.
I'll go with that group.
One of the things that makes him so hated, so controversial, is that he preaches the Catholic Church is evil, and his followers burn pictures of the Pope and hold protests outside of churches. And what about the children who grow up in his movement, believing that Jesus is alive and well? He calls them the super raza, or the super race, because they are being brought up pure and with no stain of false religion on them. What do you think about this guy?
People do want to believe in something.
1-800-259-9231. These people are tattooing 666 on themselves because of this man. And it's just amazing. As an atheist, looking at this. Far away, this is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage. from the Total Transformation Program. And it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. Archives included, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Enjoy those. They're on us. That's freetalklive.com. And Sickle CII has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase off charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. We're talking about a very bizarre story about a man who claims to be Jesus. And he claims that he's the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm an atheist. I don't believe any of this crap. But nonetheless, it's a fascinating story of people just following yet another man just making claims. You know, he's got nothing to back the claims up. His story is that he went to jail. He was a bad guy when he was a young person, as many people can be. And he apparently had a revelation of some sort during his stay in jail. He got out of jail. He said he claims that angels came to him. He claims that he merged with God. He claims that he is God now, that he is Jesus. And I guess that's all you need to do to make a successful life for yourself is, well, claimed to be Jesus. That's all he's done. How is it that? How do you go from being a guy who claims to be Jesus to somebody who's being given gifts of cash and cars and boats and you've got followers? The beginning of the article from ABC News points out that his followers believe in him so much that apparently they've gone to have the number 666 tattooed upon themselves because he claims to be not only Jesus but also the Antichrist, and he says there's no hell, there's no sin, so go ahead.
He hasn't just claimed to be Jesus any more than we've just talked about libertarianism. Okay? He's built a business or a church around his claims. So I have to disagree. He has put a lot of work, and what you put work behind will grow. In this case, I think that he could have put work behind something that, of more value,
but
he hasn't just claimed to be Jesus.
But as a religious person, he has claimed to be Jesus. I understand he's done all of the other church things, and anybody can go and start their own church, but not very many of the people that start their own church claim to be Jesus. And is it just that people who are religious are really that desperate to find Jesus, and they're willing to believe anyone that makes the claim?
He has very few followers, Ian.
He claims to have 1 million of them in 30 countries.
Oh, come on. It's a claim he made. He claimed to be Jesus, too.
Somebody sending him money. He's living a nice life.
I don't know.
I mean, religion makes people happy. Like it or not, it does make people happy. And if you start a religion, you can make money off it. Scientology is a huge moneymaker, and this is just another example.
I find it difficult. A million people, I mean, the Zoroastrians, I don't think, have 1 million people. And they have a very, if any religion can claim legitimacy, Zoroastrians can. I don't know. That just doesn't make any sense to me. 1 million people living a good life. The preachers at churches that have 100 adherents live good lives.
True.
So,
but he does have followers around the world in 30 countries. I mean,
would ABC News be doing
a report on this guy if he didn't have people in his church?
The internet. Well, the ABC News will do a report on if you're crackpotty enough, you can get some press.
Yeah, but if you're talking to five people in a room in the back,
claims. What's his proof for these claims? Just because he claimed to have 1 million adherents in 30 countries. I mean, the Flat Earth Society probably has more than 1 million people online. Is all you have to do is go and check that out. It's a very interesting website. The people that are members of the Flat Earth Society don't really believe the world's flat.
I understand and respect what you're saying about the fact that this guy doesn't have as many followers as he claims to. He may only have 100,000.
Well, come on! He doesn't have 100,000!
I would seriously doubt that this guy has 100 followers. He doesn't have any proof.
Somebody's coming to these churches.
He's not doing miracles. He's not healing people. I mean, who would honestly believe that this guy was Jesus?
Oh, apparently some people do. I mean, somebody is going to... He's being greeted at airports.
That could be by one person. I mean, you said earlier in the article that they're meeting in the back of pubs sometimes and having a couple drinks at their church gatherings.
True. Good point. Well, anyway, according to the article, and what about the children who grow up in his movement believing Jesus is alive and well? He calls them the super race, super raza, because they're being brought up pure with no stain of false religion on them. The De Jesus ministry is growing with big followings in Venezuela, Colombia, even Cuba, and the man who believes he is the second coming of Christ is now turning his attention to America. He says, quote, Miami is the bridge for all nations. That's where Hispanics are. And then eventually I'm going to find a lot of beautiful English-speaking people who will want to believe in me, and I'm going to have millions of them. So he certainly got a big vision. That much is true. And, I mean, let's presume there's only 5,000 followers of this guy.
Okay.
What is it that makes someone who's religious sign on board to one particular claimant over another? What is it about this guy that has made these people become adherents to his belief system? Is he just charismatic? Is he...
I think it's all about personality to some extent or another. For instance, missionaries go to other places in the world. They get people, they sign people on board for their particular religion, whether in a lot of cases, the missionaries that I'm familiar with are Christian, but I'm sure that the other major religions have some kind of missions going on to get converts. But those people sign up they sign up largely because of the personality of the person who's talking to them.
Don't you think that a lot of Christians, though, would sort of be stunned by someone who claimed to be Jesus and demand some sort of proof? Wouldn't most Christians demand some
I wouldn't
sort
think
of proof?
That most people are I don't think that he's probably
not critical thinkers.
I don't think that he has a large amount of people that were hardcore Christians that are in his group. He has probably people that were peripherally Christian or whatever, and they're in in his group.
And what he's saying, you can kind of buy into if you don't want to go to hell, because he doesn't believe in hell. He doesn't believe in the devil. So the message he's sending is a pretty nice one. There's no sins. What happens on this earth stays on this earth. So it's an easy message for people to accept.
I like that. You can drink.
Yeah,
right.
Well, there's no reason that Christians drink. Some Christians drink, some don't.
Although he says you can't get drunk.
Really?
That's what he says.
Okay.
1-800-259-9231.
I guess that's your classification of what drunk is.
If you want a good point.
I'm horizontal and I can't get up. Perhaps I'm drunk.
I mean, he does seem to have some contradictions. He says there's no rules in his church. Yet you can't get drunk. You can't do drugs. I mean,
right.
It's not exactly a clear-headed fellow that we're talking about here.
It's also not unusual for religions to be full of contradictions, so I guess he's right on target with that. 1-800-259-9231. So what I want to know from you is your analysis of this. How is it that a man like this can be so successful at gaining converts? Is it just the message? Because there have been other messages out there like this. And why would someone go so far? I mean, it's amazing that someone would go so far into this to where they would tattoo 666 on a visible portion of their body. Mm. I mean, that's really taking religion to an extreme.
Especially since most people who see that are not going to know what that means. They're going to take
they're not gonna ask you
either. Completely different light. They're going to think you're some crazy devil
worshiper.
They're
not going to give you the chance to explain yourself. Oh, no, I worship Jesus.
The swastika, there's an Indian, American Indian symbol for the swastika that's going the opposite direction.
Okay.
Probably not a good thing to get tattooed on your forehead.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
I'm an American Indian. What are you talking about?
Not the other way. Counterclockwise. I don't even know which way it goes.
They're S's. The real
swastika is two S's?
The big mean swastika is essentially Z's or S's.
Like an SS?
Mm-hmm.
Secret police?
I don't know that that has anything to do with it. I'm just saying that that's how I remember it.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves on the way. We got calls rolling on the amplifier lines and your calls as well about whatever you want here in these remaining moments. But there's news about another young person that's been brought up on charges for taking a naked picture of herself. Not again. What, haven't kids learned yet? They keep charging kids and putting them in jail cells over this. We're going to have to build new prisons for young pornographers soon? Sounding like it. We'll explore. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
Once again, the number is 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You like the site, you like the show, you want to help support us, then you should become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Like over 340 of our listeners have decided to do for as little as $3 a month. And the concept is very simple. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So, you send in $3 a month, we tally it up with everybody else who's sending in $3 or so a month, and we purchase internet advertising to get more internet listeners on board with the show. We buy industry advertising to get more radio stations on board with the program. We are also, spending a little bit of that money on an upcoming convention at the end of this week. And as a result of that, we are not going to be doing live shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I know I want to do a live show. It's just not possible. We just can't do them from the location we're going to. We wouldn't even have time, even if we were able to be able to do them, because we're going to be smoozing it up with the industry bigwigs, talking to the decision makers in the radio business, and it's all because of you. It's all because of listeners like you that have become Free Talk Live amplifiers. We wouldn't be able to do this without it. There'd be no way we could afford to go to these conventions. It's just not possible. And us being there makes an impression on these decision makers who inevitably will decide, hopefully, to add Free Talk Live to their radio stations. So it's all working very, very well. So thanks to you, and thanks to those of you who become Free Talk Live amplifiers and have stayed Free Talk Live amplifiers. You guys are great. If you want to get on board, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn the details, learn about the program, and learn about the perks you'll get access to, like the amplifier-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and more, all there. amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of amplifiers, we're going to the amplifier-only line right now. It's Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Matt. What's up?
I don't know what I'm going to do on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I guess I'll have to watch TV or something.
Well, there's plenty of archives there on the front page of the website. You're welcome. You can always listen to those.
Or there's classic archives that if you're an amplifier, you can get.
What's it about? I just wanted to throw in my two cents about this guy who was claiming to be Jesus.
Yeah.
And his followers. And to me, that's just indicative of that people want to be led. It seems that they want to be governed. They don't want to take responsibility for themselves. They want to be told what to think, at least a vast majority of them.
Are they just floating about through life waiting for someone to claim to be better than them, and then they just sort of glom on, latch on to that individual? I mean, why hadn't they found something to follow before this guy? Or were they following something, and then they decided, hey, this guy thinks he's Jesus, I'll follow him instead?
It's tough to say in terms of that, but I'm thinking in terms of general, people are always looking for something to follow. If they're not following this guy being Jesus, and they're following some government leader, some politician, some musician, they just seem to want to worship somebody or something, and they want to be told, you know, what to think, what to do. Almost like they want to remain children. They don't want to grow up.
You know, if people aren't bringing meaning to their own lives, they have to look to other people in a way to bring meaning to their lives. If they're not doing something that really invigorates them and makes them passionate about life, they can turn to other people and in a way live vicariously through this politician thinking I'm really getting things done and making a difference in the world, or whether it be this Jesus character.
Excellent observations, man. Any other thoughts?
No, I think he hit the nail on the head right there.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. And I see where you're both coming from on that. It makes sense that people are looking for someone with a message that they can believe in. It's just interesting that this guy was chosen by all these people. And I looked at the video footage during the break, and there was a significant gathering.
It wasn't just a few people, standing around.
No, it was a lot more than I expected.
Yeah, he was in some sort of a ballroom, and there was a decent amount. I would say at least 50 to 100 people in this ballroom.
Like I say, it's personality. Charisma is the reason that people choose their religions. I feel largely, or how well they know the person, that kind of thing.
I got to say, the guy's
convert to a religion, I guess.
I think he's kind of a brilliant marketer, this Jesus guy, the guy that claims to be Jesus, because he's walking around in the video footage with essentially sort of a dressy black shirt on with the initials JH. I don't know what the H stands for. Maybe Jesus H Christ. Does anybody actually know what the H stands for in Jesus H Christ?
I think it's just made up.
And then on the other side, it's in gold lettering, the number 666. And I just think it's maybe brilliant marketing on his part, because there are plenty of people out there that will claim to be Jesus, but how many of them are actually claiming to be Jesus and the Antichrist at the same time and emblazoning 666 all over them? I mean, people get all upset and excited when they see those numbers, even though it's just three numbers in a row. For some reason, it's scary to them, and it's interesting and exhilarating. So that likely gets him a lot of attention, walking around with that on.
Definitely stands out.
And so people probably ask him questions as a result of that, and maybe that's one of the reasons why he's getting more attention than anyone else who might happen to claim that they're Jesus. 800-259-9231. All right, Mark, what's the latest tragedy in the world of child pornography, so-called?
Well, you know, the cops have got to save us all because, of course we can't handle this ourselves. A 12-year-old girl from Cave Creek could face criminal charges and other discipline after she was caught snapping a lewd photograph of herself and sending the image to at least 10 other students, police said Tuesday.
Who caught her?
A school resource officer documented the incident Friday at the middle school, according to Phoenix Police and the Unified School District of Cave Creek. The 12-year-old suspect took the cell phone of a 11-year-old classmate from a locker after school Thursday, took a photo of herself below the waist, sent the image along with a
naked,
profane message to other students with the intention of embarrassing the 11-year-old victim, police said.
Wait a minute. She was trying to embarrass.
Oh.
She took the phone.
Well, she was embarrassing the person who had the phone.
She was trying to pretend like she... It was a female that had the phone, presumably?
Maybe that's what it was. You know, I didn't quite understand that in my first read-through. I thought it was just a joke.
So, she took the phone from another female classmate, took a picture of herself naked from the waist down. That way, you couldn't tell who it was, and
right.
So she was pretending as though she was the phone owner taking a picture of herself.
Right. It wouldn't be uncommon. I guess what I thought when I first read it was kind of like, you know, guys wouldn't, it wouldn't be unusual for, you know, guys to take a picture of themselves, like, you know, below the waist and then, you know, send it to other people just to, for fun.
Really? Kind of That's thing. Not unusual?
It would be unusual, but it wouldn't be considered, it wouldn't be the first time it has ever happened, if you know what I mean.
I've seen it happen before.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. You know, it's funny. Here, look. And I guess I just thought this was a female version of that, but I suppose you're probably right that this 12-year-old girl was trying to pretend that that her crotch was the 11-year-old girl.
What else happened?
Well, the police and school district confirmed this. She was suspended from school. The victim's cell phone was impounded.
They confirmed it, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know how they did that.
And they beat her, I don't know. Gave her a couple of taser shots. I'm just kidding. The victim's cell phone was impounded. I love this. Victim's cell phone impounded. A report detailing the incident was sent to the school, the district attorney.
Somebody's got to analyze those photos.
Recommending charging the 12-year-old with furnishing harmful material to minors, a felony.
Oh, this is going to help her out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing to have on your record.
There could be serious repercussions, said the police sergeant. It was a very foolish thing to do, the police person said.
So let's punish him with some jail time.
Might not be prosecuted because of her age and the circumstances. The news of the cell phone incident was released as Cave Creek Unified School District coped Tuesday with another sexually related situation. Two boys were expelled and formally charged for participating in sex crimes after a female student's complained that they had been groped and the boys exposed themselves on campus in October.
Okay. So we don't know if they're going to... They're bringing a felony charge, but we don't know if the charge will be dropped at this point?
Correct. The police have recommended charging the 12-year-old with furnishing harmful materials to minors. That's what's happened at this point.
How is it that this was... How was she caught? Is what I want to know.
Well, the pictures went out.
Did she keep the phone, or did she put the phone back in the locker?
Well, she I don't know whether...
Because it's not an identifiable photo. I mean, you can't tell. What are they going to do, strip all the kids in the class to see who's got the mole on the inside of their leg?
I don't know precisely, but, you know, kids are bad at keeping secrets.
I understand.
And the 11-year-old is going to say, no, I didn't do that.
Right.
And this person has access to my locker or whatever, could have gotten my cell phone, or, in fact, took it. You know, maybe they lent it to them, and then she sent out the photograph mm-hmm. as a joke. And then gave it back and didn't mention anything. Well, Susie had my cell phone earlier. Kids just don't keep secrets well.
I just can't. I'm just stunned by what's happening.
There's no concept. There's no concept as to how bad a felony is to have on your record. They don't understand that it's going to, affect.
Right.
It could just be a sex charge that affects the rest of her life.
This is only going to hurt her, not help her.
Yeah. It's just a bad use of the laws we have on the books. You should not be able to charge a minor with taking pictures of themselves.
And, but this is not the first time.
No, it's not.
And I predict it won't be the last. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Emily.